let's hit it. It is What the Buzz with Emily and Joanna. What up, Emily?
Hey, Joanna. What's up?
We're back.
In time.
Yeah. Yeah. Remind me today not to edit anywhere near my cats.
Yeah, keep the cats away.
Those little demons.
Cats know how to work computers somehow, some
way. One of them is so needy, and he'll, like, literally paw at me. Oh, no.
Get out of here.
We're already getting Amber Alerts this early.
How do I get it? Make it stop. How do I make it stop? Okay, it stopped.
Is it an Amber Alert?
Yes. Sorry, kids.
Kids, stop running away, or parents, stop kidnapping a child.
What is going on?
It's a bad time to be a child, actually. I think, like...
Sorry, kids.
How traumatizing is it for kids these days?
It's bad.
Right?
Don't watch the news, kids.
No, don't. The news is so sad.
Yeah, I felt bad being, like, brutally honest with my stepson, because he was like, man, the news is always sad. I'm all, yeah, you can't live in your happy Fortnite world all the time. And I caught myself like, oh, man, I need to shut up. That's a little dark. Let him be happy.
You know what? I say expose him to them now. Let them know.
Dude, this is why I'm the way I am. Like, probably subconsciously, like, cause that's all my dad trained me to watch the news at these times. Uh-huh. Since I was little, so he was probably like just feeding me the sadness and depression. Just be ready for it when you're an adult.
Now look at us. Just
now I watch news all the time.
Fighting for a little piece of serotonin anywhere that we can.
Yes.
But we're back. I'm not going to edit near my cats this time, I promise. And yes, this should be up by tonight. So today's a Friday. This should be up by Friday. If it's not up by Friday, Monday at the latest.
When you hear it, you'll be hearing it. And you'll just be like, oh.
Exactly.
It worked out because I'm listening to it now.
So whenever you listen, this is great. Thank you so much for listening. If you found us under technology.
We still are, so yes.
We apologize.
You'll learn something.
I keep forgetting to look up things like, oh, let's incorporate something about technology into this. Okay. I don't know anything about technology. My nephew is the one who set up my TV. Sometimes when my phone does weird things, I give it to my nephew.
Like, what is this? My fight now is I can't stream my apps directly to the TV. So that was my
I didn't even know you could do that.
And I was like, I thought I can do this. And I couldn't. I had to figure it out.
Yeah, my nephew has to be the one, like, when you do the from your phone to the TV.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that until he was like, hey, check it out. So thanks to my Gen Z nephew.
There you go.
Because that's how I know things about. Well, no, I don't know anything about technology.
Well, that's the technology tip of the day. You know, you can stream your app. You probably did. But
did you know
that you can stream apps to your phone?
Because yeah. I didn't.
There you go. There's your tip. Do what you want with it.
Again, we apologize if you found us through technology, but stick around for some laughs and for some chisme.
Yeah.
I'm thinking a lot of people are liking the chisme, Emily.
Of course they are. That's what they want.
You guys should have been listening from the beginning, and you should have heard all the things we spilled last year during the pandemic.
Yeah, they're going to take time to go through that, our corporate people.
I really like it that our boss, the head one, was like, so I listened to your podcast.
I'm like, oh, thank you. It's been out for a while.
Thank you for listening. No, mm-hmm. He listened to like one specific episode.
Just to make sure that we don't have to, you know, get in trouble for
and
things
I was
we
like,
say.
I didn't cuss on it. And well, thanks for listening. He's like, no, but he referred to it as your little podcast.
It is our little
passive aggressive way. Like when you tell your boyfriend, like, your little girlfriend over there.
Yeah. Well, this is our little podcast.
This is our welcome to our little podcast.
And it's all right.
We're going to continue. Brad, what up, if you're listening? I don't know if there's anything bad to spill this time.
No.
Things have been going smooth, and when things like that happen, Emily, it scares me.
Exactly. I say, what's that called? I blame Steve from Blue's Clues. I wrote an article on how Steve...
I saw your article.
...from Blue's Clues is probably the reason why.
Girl, like, we're going to let this guy just back into our lab.
Bo and I went on a whole, like, rant, and I told him we need to make a TikTok, because we started getting TikToks where people had our same mentality. Uh-huh. Like, at first, everyone was like, oh, it's Steve from Blue's Clues. Oh, we and miss you. We love you.
I was
you.
Like, that was a closure I needed.
Yeah, and then you kind of, like, sit there, and you think about it, and you're like, wait. He's apologizing for a reason. He went to college, and he just left us. And that's an abandonment issue. Like, he left us like most dads. They're just like, oh, I'm going to go buy cigarettes. And then he never came home. And we were okay with that.
Girl, why are we so
Because I remember I hated Joe, right? That's his homie cousin,
the one. You know, right by after? The time Steve left, I was out of that age.
No, I was still.
So, if anything, I'm the one that abandoned Steve, not the other way
around. Leave you.
Exactly.
Well, guess what? I wasn't ready. And he left me because I remember when they switched and I was like, I don't like him.
And now that I'm looking at it, that is a good intro or like good look into my relationships. I leave before I get left.
You see? It's the subconscious shows that these kids don't get anymore because they watch YouTubers. But when we had actual shows that you grow an attachment to, uh-huh. and then stuff happens within these shows and you subconsciously like take things in. And I was like, oh, my God, it's like an ex. He's like an ex. He can't come back years later and tell me, like, you look good. Whatever you're doing, you look good. Like he says at the end of the video.
So to me, I'm like, yeah, I look good, Steve.
That's I left you.
I'm the one that left you.
And me, I'm like, no, you did leave me. You didn't tell me why you left. And it's sad because that does correlate with my life. I'm like, oh, my God.
You're all, look at this.
My serious relationships, they did just leave and didn't ever tell me why.
And I'm the one that leaves.
They all steamed me. They all steamed me. Now that I look at him, oh, my God, it's true. They did.
Oh, my God, Emily.
That's why I was so angry.
This is such a good, like, introspective into our lives right now.
Stephen Steve from Blue's Clues. I don't accept your apology, Steve. I don't.
I accept it because I'm the one that left
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you can. I still need closure. I don't care if you went to college and then you tell all of
me,
us.
Good for you. You went to college. No. I went to high school. So.
And then he feels our pain because we got student loans. Like, okay, Steve,
all
right.
We all got student loans. That's, you went to college and now look at you, Steve. You got student loans.
Yeah, and then you would be like, we're fine. It's cool, guys. We're all friends now, aren't we?
My nephew's all watching it. I'm like, no, no, no. This isn't for you.
No, go
this
over there.
This is for me.
Go to the corner.
You're a Joe generation. I am Steve.
Or whatever that
I don't
blue
know who
guy.
The new one is.
Blue sweater dude. Screw that guy.
I don't know that guy.
Yeah.
He's not even related to Steve. At least Joe was like his cousin or something.
What are they doing? Yeah, I have no idea what Blue's Clues went with, what direction they
also,
went with.
Also, Blue looks a little weird now.
I don't like any of them turning our cartoons into like...
Like this weird CGI thing, like the Rugrats.
I hate that.
I hate it. I was watching Rugrats last night, actually.
And then I feel like I sound like my mom because she's always like, oh, I wish they'd go back to hand-drawing these cartoons. And now I caught myself like, I wish they'd just hand-draw the cartoons.
You're like, oh my God, mother?
Oh God, here it is.
Mommy?
The back pain.
Sorry. Mommy.
I love those progressive commercials where they're like, stop turning into your parents once you like
it's get
your
happening.
House. It's true.
Welcome to the next stage of your life where different things now bring you joy.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I'm super excited for all the Halloween decor.
Oh,
not just because like for Halloween, but like the fall decor.
It's pretty nice.
It's so pretty. They have like these little lanterns and stuff with like falling leaves.
And you're like, this is my life.
Serotonin right there.
Buying things I don't need for fall or Halloween.
Exactly.
That's my life now.
Me. Help me. I'm poor. But also me. I found like a tin yesterday of Hot Cheetos bag of bones.
Oh.
Those like poofy
ones.
Uh-huh.
Those are cute.
Oh
yeah.
My God. So good, Emily. Seven something at Walmart.
I'm trying to stay from the effing Cheetos, man.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Emily's Cheetos trying to feed her child like good stuff.
Somewhat good stuff. Yeah. And I'll break and I'm like, man, I got to really have a McDonald's burrito.
What's
gross
the one
as they
thing
are.
That you're like, nah, I can't even keep up with the goodness because I need to have this thing
McDonald's
that I know is so bad for
burritos,
me.
Breakfast burritos. I kept saying they're not good. Like, because they're all processed. Like,
they're
let's be real
so
here.
Good. Why are
they're
they so good?
Processed, but they're so good. And
so good.
I feel like Sonic burritos are not as processed. But Fo will even joke and he'll talk to my belly and be like, did mommy feed you Sonic burritos? Like, shut up. Don't.
Girl, you know what? That is between me and her.
Yeah.
Don't talk to
yeah,
her.
Yeah. So I kept, because I was like, I'm going to try to stay away from fast food and it won't be, you know, it won't be so hard. No, it's hard. It's hard.
It sounds hard. Yeah.
It's just those.
I've been on diets before. So yeah, it's hard.
And then I never really ate Hot Cheetos a lot, mm-hmm. so I'm okay. But mm-hmm. I do get cravings for them,
mm-hmm.
specifically
do you have
hot
any
fries.
Weird cravings?
Not weird. I still
this
think,
is something we could do.
Yeah, yeah. I still think the only thing is I want green beans more. And
your body wants greens?
Green beans.
I'm not gonna lie, that happens too. I think a lot of people like your body will tell you, hey, whatever vitamins or minerals are in green beans is what your body is lacking.
I guess, yeah. Because I was like, why do I want green beans?
Because there's
I never
times where I'm
them.
All like, I want like some salads and stuff.
Yeah, when you start craving a salad, that's when I was like, yeah, you know,
it's
I'm getting
so
old.
It's so weird. It becomes a thing
a
where like you can eat a salad every day for like a month or something. Yeah. And then you don't eat it again for 3 years.
Never again.
And then like another 3 years later, you're like, why don't I eat salad anymore?
Because it sucks.
And then you're like, I'm going to start doing it again.
Yeah, but no. Mm-mm.
So green beans. Get some green beans, Emily.
I'm going to. I really like green bean casseroles all of a sudden. That's how I knew I was pregnant.
I've never had a green bean casserole.
They're really good. It's crispy onions or fried onions on top of green beans and mushroom, cream of mushroom.
Cream of mushroom.
That's all it is. It's really
interesting.
Good.
I think I wrote an article for a Thanksgiving 1 year, and I was like, I've never made it. I've never had it. Am I missing out? And if I do make it, give me your recipes for it.
Yeah, no, it's worth it.
Nobody listened to me. Nobody ever understands the assignment.
Yeah, like, help us out.
So speaking of understanding the assignment, I'm writing an article right now about this legendary bratwurst stand that was in the Northeast one time.
What? Okay, yeah, you're going to educate
Delicious
me.
Delicious bratwurst. And there was like this little old man who would sell them. They were great. And then one day, like, he closed down.
Did he die?
I don't know. That's what I'm hoping to find out. So I'm part of this group on Facebook for Northeast people.
Okay.
And I'm all, hey, everybody, I'm writing an article about the beloved JR's bratwurst that we all know and love. And I was just wondering if anybody has a picture that I could use for the article. Mm-hmm. Some douche, screenshot like some Google photo thing. He's like, just Google it and choose. And then I was still being nice. I was all like, hey, thanks for the suggestion. Trust me, I've Googled it, and I think there's some great pictures on Google. Unfortunately, I can't use Google Photos. I have to use an actual source. And then he's like, oh, well, then go take a picture. And I'm like, I'm going to go take a picture? In my head, I didn't answer because I was like, I'm going to get kicked out of this group.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go take a picture of a place that doesn't even friggin' exist, dude. Thank you for your suggestion and wasting my time.
My gosh.
A lot of people liked it. Nobody gave me a picture. And so I was like, well, screw you and screw this group.
Yeah, I know. It's hard where you kind of just be like, well, it doesn't exist, so I need picture.
Like, yeah, just go and take one. They're still open. And I'm like, no, they're not, you dumb bitch. And then somebody responded and they're like, no, they haven't been open for years. And she's like, oh, I haven't been in the Northeast in a long time. I'm like, then why are you in this group?
Oh, my goodness. I'm all mad. That's the hardest part is, you know, we say, hey, go and ask people for photos and things like that. Yeah. And I appreciate
people
that.
Don't
but then
understand
it's so hard
assignment.
To get one. Yeah, it's so
or
hard
people
to get
are
one.
Like, I don't know, so jaded by life that they think, like, let me be funny and, like, ruin their day or something.
Yeah, let me take 5 minutes out of my day to write something so stupid.
Was better off if nobody had answered me.
Yeah.
Rather than having that one guy be like, well, then go take one yourself.
Okay.
Ooh, I would have already done that, Omar, if I could have. Although I should because there's a spirit store next to it now.
Oh, yeah, there is one in the Northeast.
So I'm gonna hit that up. I haven't even hit up a spirit store, Emily.
No, I have. But then they weren't really stocked, and I really want...
It's not time yet, right?
It's still really early.
It's very early.
But no, because then when I checked the website, because I ended up just saying, I'm going to order these two things from the website. I'm not going to go to a store no more. I'm just going to spend that and cut myself off because I really want that Chucky knife purse. So that's what it's not available online anymore. So I did it at a good time.
Oh, nice.
So now you have to find it in the store. Uh-huh. So I am not going to do that. I can't drive around and wait for a Chucky purse.
Exactly.
But they were still stocking. But I think, what is it? I didn't check how many days. I think it's 43 because I checked Spirit's website and it was like 45 days.
Yeah, we're inching closer.
We're very close. You think like it's still far away? It's not. It's really not.
We're inching closer, and yesterday Buzz decides to bring it up at the end of the show for the parade. And we're all like, fool, we don't even know if there's going to be a parade.
No. Yeah, we're patiently waiting because we have received messages and calls from listeners asking, are you guys doing the parade? It's on a Sunday. And I know a lot of people, they do put effort into their floats. So, you know, you got
to
buy all
you
that
need
stuff
to start now. I told her we should have started this last month,
discussion. Really should have. Well, it's been a discussion that's just due to COVID. There are a lot of things now that I didn't know go into the parade that they're trying to get figured out. So we're waiting on that word. I think we're supposed to get a response today.
Oh, interesting.
Soon. So hopefully as soon as we do, We'll announce it. Good or bad.
What we do in the shadow. Nico's the perfect Colin Robinson.
Yeah, for those who don't watch it, you really should. The series.
The series
is what
is
they're
great.
Talking about. The movie's great too, but the references you'll hear on air are going to be towards the series.
Buzz is totally Laszlo. I don't know why he wants to be Nandor. He is Laszlo.
Yeah, why does he want to be Nandor?
I don't know, but he is Laszlo. The more I watch the show, the more I'm like,
I feel like that's Buzz. The show focuses more on Laszlo. Like, Laszlo is kind of more of, like, you're drawn to him, like the main character.
Like, he's the one that takes the attention, much like Buzz.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I feel he's perfect. But I think because when I heard him propose it to you guys, he's like, oh, you and Lisa can be a couple. And so Laszlo.
Oh, I know. He like ruined it right there. Lisa is not very much into the Halloween aspect.
Yeah.
Like the whole dressing up. It's a hassle for her.
Yeah.
That's why she wasn't really in the Wizard of Oz one.
Yeah, I forgot she wasn't even this. So that was last year. No, not last year.
The year before.
2019.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
2019, yeah. Because I just redid the galleries. So I was like, 2019, 2018.
Yeah, so she didn't join in on that parade.
And then 2018, you guys were what?
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus. So you did do
and
that
she
one.
She did do that one. And she looked great. You know, costume's really good on her. And she, I don't know why she didn't want to do the Wizard of Oz one. But when he told her, like, you have to be a guy, I was like, nope, it dies there.
I was like, oh, you killed it by yourself there. But
and at that point, I'm like, I'll be Laszlo or something.
Yeah.
She can be Nadia.
Yeah, if that's how it's going to. I really want you guys to make the little doll, too.
The little doll.
Love that doll.
Watch the show, seriously. Speaking of cast members.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. We finally got word. I don't know if Buzz is going to make the announcement.
Are just going to be there.
We're just going to continue doing
just
it.
Just going to be there. That's what I was wondering. Well, are Nico, we not going to say anything?
Nico Ajibian has officially joined Town Square Media.
Ooh, or I like to call it. I'm waiting because I'm going to have to work with him digitally. I'm waiting to like welcome him and be like, welcome to, will your friendship with Buzz last now? Because
this is the true
this
test
is
of
the
friendship.
True test of your friendship with Buzz. Now that you work with him.
I think it'll be fine. But there is, like, I think right now Buzz lets a lot slide because he's not an official. He was an official employee.
Exactly.
Now he is. And now there's certain expectations of Nico.
Yeah.
But I think they'll be fine.
No, I think and I totally don't blame Nico. Yeah, if I wasn't getting paid. When I come in, I come in. Mm-hmm. You know? So now that he's an actual part of the show, I think he can adjust properly. And
oh yeah,
he's doing stand-up like a Thursday night.
That's what I was
Friday.
Telling Lisa and I were having a discussion about this because last night he hosted for Brian Dunkelman, the Dunkelman. Other guy from American
Dinkelberg.
Idol, and we were like, how is he gonna do it? Like, he's hosting Thursday nights, he's gonna have to come in Friday.
What, they end like at 2 a.m no?
Yeah. And if he's, like, driving the comedian around, it's going to be an adjustment for him, I'm sure.
I think so. But
if I was dying this last time, I went to a concert. And that was done by 11.
Yeah, I would say, yeah.
No, but I had COVID. I'm fine.
That's true.
I have a different case.
But, no, I think he'll do well. So
yeah.
It's a new chapter of
there
the
was
Buzz
a lot
Adam
of people,
show.
I think I've gotten messages on the app chat where people ask, like, is Nico an actual member of the show? Is he getting paid? And there's some that are like, if he's not getting paid, he totally should. There's a lot of people that love Nico, a lot of people that hate him.
Yeah, that's always
which
comes
is something
with it.
A great thing.
Yeah.
Because it really just divides people.
Yeah.
But it makes them listen more.
Yeah, everyone
so
who says
you
they hate
listening.
Buzz and then they still listen to Buzz.
I used to get into, like, this Twitter war with this guy. He would always be like, I'm never listening again. And then, like, 2 weeks later, he would message back, like, Buzz is so stupid saying this and this. And then I was like, hey, you're back.
Hi,
I missed
back.
You.
Yeah. It's like, if you guys don't like certain things, don't go on a rant and then don't follow up on it.
Actually,
like,
please do, because it gives me something to do and I
like,
look forward to it.
Just don't hurt yourself that way. Why do you like to
little
self-abuse?
Little piece of serotonin right there.
You make Joanna happy, but
the
you're
other day,
yourself.
Some guy was all like, I've been listening for 10 years, and I think this is the last time I'll listen. He was mad about some Trump rant that Buzz went
of
on.
Of course.
And I was all like, oh, thanks for listening. We'll miss you.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a good time.
Some guy was complaining yesterday, and he was all like, you guys are doing replays. You did. I don't know what he was, and it was like a list of messages.
Tell him couldn't to send it to us.
He couldn't put it in one message, Emily.
He was so angry. That's how angry you guys made him.
It was in separate messages, and then I was like, "Damn, dude, who hurt you?"
Buzz.
Let's talk about it. Buzz, apparently. Show me on the bear where Buzz hurt you.
Yeah, show us on the bear. Send me that so we can plan out the show. If you guys ever analyze it like that, feel free to send it to me.
I wanted to do today, and I didn't get to make an announcement. Last week, I wrote an article entitled My Favorite Mean Comments that we've gotten on Facebook.
Yeah. And even that, someone wrote a mean comment on what I saw.
Remind me to screenshot it so I can make a follow-up.
Okay, yeah, because I was like, I'm not going to hide
it. But today, I wanted to do it. Sunday is Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote in a pirate joke into the app chat.
Okay.
And I wanted to make the announcement like, hey, send me your best pirate jokes through the app chat so that I could make an article out of
that. Yeah, we can make a graphic. Yeah.
And I forgot to, but Emily.
I keep forgetting my graphics.
Emily.
What?
Where do El Paso pirates hang out?
I don't know. I'm afraid to ask.
On Yar, bro.
Oh, my goodness. Is that the joke they sent in?
Yeah.
That's a good one, though.
And I was like, that's great. And so I wanted to.
That's a good little either graphic to get people to come up with El Paso pirate jokes.
Right.
Because that's something. There's a audience for El Paso
exactly
pirate jokes.
Exactly right.
We're going to make our own.
At the Long John Silver's.
Oh, yeah. It's right there. I'm going to go get a picture. So that
there's a Long John Silver's on Yarbrough.
That'll be the background. It's like Yarbrough. It's Long John Silver's on Yarbrough. I'll get a picture when I'm driving home today.
I thought I was so hilarious.
That's a good one.
And then someone called in. And Lisa's usually the one answering phones now.
Yeah.
So when you call in and it's not my voice, it's Lisa who you're talking to. Which I'm sure many are happy because I've gotten many calls of, is this Lisa?
Right.
And I'm all no. And they're like, oh. And
okay.
I was like, well, thanks for that.
Okay,
dear.
Bye.
Anyway, Lisa was talking to Buzz at the time. So I answered the phone.
Yeah.
And it was this regular guy who usually calls in. And he was all like, hey, Joanna. What's a pirate's favorite letter?
R.
It's not C.
Oh. Okay. I already got that wrong.
Hilarious, right?
Yeah. So that's two you got.
I got two.
Okay.
The best pirate day jokes.
We'll make it work. So you guys can check back for that.
Yeah. Send us messages through the app chat.
Yeah.
I'm usually responding. It's a lot of fun to talk to people through that.
Yeah. We'll keep you on that then. Because we're going to have to redo this whole morning show
stuff. We're going to have to restructure things because now Nico's an actual part of the show. And so he's going to have responsibilities now.
Yeah.
Actual show responsibilities.
He'll actually have to work, yeah.
And so there's going to be a whole restructuring. But yeah, keep me on the app chat because that is hilarious.
Yeah, it keeps your time.
That's my favorite thing now.
We'll do that. We'll figure it out.
Good for Nico. He got a job finally.
Yeah, he stuck it out. That's what I was thinking. Welcome. You stuck it out. They got you.
That's what I was thinking as well. I was like, wow, that dude's been coming in since like, I think 2017.
Yeah, a good while. Because then,
not getting paid for it.
We put you on the float. You know, you're part of it.
You just don't get the money for it. But now he does.
The goodness of your heart. Hopefully.
He was part of the float last time.
That's why. Like,
because Brandon wasn't here for that one either.
Yeah, we needed another bald guy.
We were down two people.
Yeah, so we still have a bald guy. Nico's not as bald. Did he shave his head yet?
No.
I haven't
You think
seen
he's going
yet.
To be Colin Robinson?
He's going to have to. If you guys go with it, he's going to have to. But if anyone else has any ideas, I guess send those through
God.
The app chat too.
Oh my God, send us through the app chat ideas that we should be for Halloween.
But I think what we do in the shadows
Is funny. The May Queen one.
We'll reach out to FX and be like, hey, you guys want to sponsor it?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, right. They'll do it. But long shot. We can do it.
Midsummer's still a good option, I think.
That's still a good one. But, I think Lisa and Nico will be like, they could be one of, like, the cool dead characters.
The characters.
The Scarecrow. Nico could be the Scarecrow. Like, he's not a Scarecrow. But when they cut his face off, right?
No, right.
Nico could do the cut his face off.
He could just do that for Halloween.
Yeah, we can put a fake face on him and he can just wear straw again.
He just really wants to be the bear. And yesterday I mentioned, I'm like, look, I've been invited to a Halloween party. I want to be the May Queen for this party. There will be prizes at this party. And Buzz goes, I think that you and I need to go together at this party so people understand. And I'm all like, I don't think you were invited.
Buzz. Yeah, I was like, how is that mine?
It's yours.
So I'm like, crap. Nobody tell him.
Nobody tell him that it's for Emily.
It's a small gathering because COVID, so so no.
No. Also, my costume will stand alone. And then Nico's like, are you just trying to get like financial help to finish this costume? And I'm all, yes.
Exactly.
I have a May Queen crop top. I would like to finish the rest.
Yeah, so.
And then Lisa's like, can't you just get like a fabric that looks like flowers?
No.
And I'm all, ew.
Yeah,
I am
no.
not a basic bitch. I do not half-ass Halloween.
Yeah, that is a very half-ass idea. No.
I do it wholly. One year, I was the nurse from Silent Hill,
mm-hmm.
and I had to walk around with those bandages on my face.
Oh, yeah. I have one, too, that I made.
Like a little hole for my eyes.
I cut my face because I did it on top of a mask, but I did the whole head, so it's a like you strap it on like a helmet.
Oh, okay.
But it ended up cutting me because I didn't know it cracked. So, yeah, it's like, nah, you got to dedicate yourself, guys.
Yeah, you got to be dedicated to this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to just buy flower fabric, Lisa.
No, you need flowers.
I need actual, fake flowers.
We need to go to downtown El Paso and buy it in bulk.
There's this one place downtown.
Yeah, they're pretty cheap and possibly bulk.
And I was like, I just need a financial backer for this.
So, Kaylee Q. And Buzz gets a bear.
But Buzz can be the bear.
And then we just need, like, a yellow tent. Big yellow tent.
Hey, yeah.
Our TP. If that's a proper
or a
term.
Maypole.
Oh, the just maypole like would the be maypole. Easier.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do the maypole.
Boom. And Buzz is like, sometimes we go too obscure.
True.
And I'm like, no, I think this would be perfect.
Yeah, sometimes Buzz's ideas are too crazy. Nobody gets them.
Buzz's.
And they're always like, just add zombies.
Buzz's ideas are always add zombies. Add zombie. But make it zombies.
Yeah. But no. Yeah, because I forgot what you guys were exactly with the Wizard of Oz. When I did the gallery, I put zombies.
I saw the gallery. Good gallery, like, Emily.
Zombies? I don't remember what they were.
No, Buzz's idea was steampunk.
It wasn't even steampunk.
But all the things that he was getting were not
the
aesthetic for it.
Oh, yeah, that's when he ordered. That's why Lisa didn't like it. Yeah.
She didn't like the
costume. That's what it was.
Be
like steampunk.
The scarecrow. And I told him, look, get this one costume that was for girls.
Yeah.
I'm on. We can totally make it steampunk. But he was like, nah, I don't like it. And well, I can't really tell him because he's the one paying for it. Yeah. So, you know, he bought what he bought. And Lisa didn't like it.
That's what it was. I was wondering, like, why? What happened with that? And then Brandon was out.
Brandon was out.
Well, hopefully we'll know soon. And then hopefully you guys can agree on an idea. Probably by Monday, you're going to have to come up with it.
And then I'm all, fool, you're already planning the costumes for a parade. We don't even know we're having yet.
We'll just have you guys stand outside on Halloween. Oh, no, it's on Sunday.
It's on a Sunday.
Friday. Screw it.
One of those days, we should just plan to go to one of the haunted houses that we have.
Oh, that would be a good.
And just like, be like, hey, come see the morning show.
That's a better idea.
To get everybody out there, though.
To get everyone out there. You can go to the Sunland Park one, the movie theater one we're doing.
I really want to check that one out.
We will hopefully get a sneak peek soon. So, yeah, for those that don't know.
That's right.
Two haunted houses this year.
Yep.
It's supposed to be amazing because even on a call I was on, that's what we were talking about. Like, what are we going to do to help promote? Who can go out there? I think it's going to be all of you now if they can go. But I know, like, they really want Buzz and Nico. And,
right.
And so, because I was first like, well, Joanna. And then, like, well, everyone. I was like, you're asking a lot. But we'll see. And but everyone's supposed to adjust. So I think everyone will be on board to go. And our sales team has been saying it's really amazing. The theater one.
Ooh.
That one's super cool. And they really want to get it out there.
Did you hear Buzz and Nico today?
Yes. I'm like, they're going to get us in trouble with Sunland Park.
They were like,
eventually.
The ghosts of Sunland Park. Idiots.
Like, eventually someone from Sunland Park's going to hear.
He's and they're the ghosts of the family of raccoons.
Of KB Toys.
Of KB Toys.
I was like, that was only at Cielo Vista in my head. I was like, that was not at Sunland.
I want to name this podcast The Ghost of KB Toys.
I did love that store, though. But I only remember it at Cielo Vista.
Right, I remember it there too.
Yeah, I don't remember anything at Sunland Park, but we also lived very far. We never drove that far.
I didn't really come to this side of town.
Yeah, so sadly, I'm waiting for a complaint, but we're partners with them.
Believe it or not, there was a time where we were making fun of it. A while, I want to say maybe 2 years.
You guys always make fun of it.
It's not that we're making fun of it. It's Buzz who starts it because he just cannot believe that mall is still functioning.
I love malls still.
But I kind of like how it's a little deserted and stuff. But inside there's like local places.
Yeah, especially the food places.
Yeah, you it's all go there. Local yeah. things. But this one time, and I want to say maybe it was one of the very first times that Buzz mentioned it. And he was like, there's a family of raccoons living inside the Dillard's. And he's like, there's like a tumbleweed that rolls around every now and then.
And they're still our client. So I'm always like, what are you doing?
It happened. But then that's when Brad went to him and was like, or he called in and he's like, you guys need to stop making fun of Sunland Park. And Buzz was like, why?
Because and he's like,
just stop. And Buzz was like, well, I want to know why I can't make fun of this place. And Brad was like, because we are looking at future partnerships with them.
Jeez.
Buzz was like, we're going to work with the family of raccoons.
He's so mean.
And I was like, aw, the raccoons.
We should.
We should dress up as raccoons.
To the raccoons.
When we go to Sunland Park, just dress up as raccoons.
Oh, yeah, no.
We're the family of raccoons that live inside the Dillard's.
That's a good one to make fun of. I'm going to propose that after. Be like, Sunland Park, come on, you guys got good humor.
You guys are still working with us, so.
Yeah.
I feel like you brought it upon yourselves. Yeah. You knew what you were getting yourselves into.
No hard feelings. There's really no hard feelings.
No, I love your stuff. You have an FYE in there. Sometimes I like to go
there
after
work. I know, I do
love
their FYE. That one's great, but no, it's supposed to be really great.
Actually, Sunland Park, that theater that was in Sunland Park was my favorite theater.
That's why I thought you guys went to that one a lot, right? You and Buzz?
Me and BJ's? Lisa would go into that Lisa. One. When Buzz would pay, we would go to Alamo.
It's fancy.
I got fancy.
Yeah, no.
But I loved that theater. But then when COVID happened, it shut down. Everything shut down.
Yeah,
and then
I guess it
just didn't survive it. And I think because a lot of people didn't go to it.
Yeah.
Nobody knew that it was there. And it was like my favorite kept secret.
Right.
Because we could go like in the middle of the day. Nobody was there.
No, it was a good
and
little
And we
spot.
Had like a little table and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then Lisa and I went to the movies not too long ago to see Black Widow.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, let's get some snacks. And then I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm holding my popcorn and my soda and my hot dog. And I'm going to hold this like an animal with my own hands.
Oh, yeah. You're like, I'm so used to the table now.
We got into the theater and there were tables on the chairs also. So
Which
I was like,
theater did you go to?
Bassett.
Oh, yeah, they do.
I didn't know because I hadn't gone there in forever. But the whole time I'm like, I'm going to have to hold this like an animal. No, they
don't
have
do this
tables
anymore.
There.
No, yeah, Bassett's another one. That they're good little theater, but I haven't been there forever, too. I forgot they do.
But hauntedhousesofterror.com, I think, is the website.
Yes.
You can check it out.
KLAQ.com.
They had a casting call yesterday.
They did. They're going to have another one.
Oh,
I don't
cool.
think Buzz, I don't, yeah, I don't think they gave you guys that info. No. I got it real early this morning, and they're like, I had to change it out in the article and all that to make sure it's the right size and all that. But, yeah, so the 20th. It opens on the 24th. Both do. Uh-huh. But they're going to have another casting call on the 20th. So hopefully everything's good to go on 24th. I don't know what day mm-hmm. we're supposed to get a sneak peek and all that, but whenever we do, we'll post it. But mm-hmm. hopefully
sounds fun. The guy soon. From I had a remote at the outlets.
Oh yeah, they
and
have
they
a
have
house.
One too. And I was talking to I guess the guy for marketing and all that. He was hanging out at my table and stuff. And he was telling me, like, he just started. He knows Adrian, actually. I guess they went to college together.
Of course.
And very young guy. And he's telling me, like, yeah, we're going to have this haunted house here. I'd love if you came. And I'm like, we have, like, our
How
other
dare
one.
You? No.
I'm all, we kind of have our own. I'm all, but, I, like, dude, on the DL, I'm always down for a haunted house.
Right.
And he's all like, yeah.
Like, but.
But also, like, don't tell anybody.
But only if you go to both of our haunted houses.
I'll go to your haunted house.
I'll go to your little haunted house.
Your little haunted house. That's cute. Your little haunted
That's
house.
That's cute. You have a little haunted house? We have two.
We have two haunted houses.
So we just give him that. And then he'd be like, don't come. Don't come. Right.
They're going to open a skating rink over there, Emily.
Oh, yeah. When's that
opening?
So
exciting. Oh, I don't remember.
I don't remember, but everyone was talking about
it. It was really hot that day, and I think I had like a heat stroke or something.
Oh, man. It would have been like, I'm going to go to Yogo Berry.
I just want to say I'm still recovering from COVID.
No, that's what I appreciate Mario. He's always like, hey, if he knows I'm going to do a remote, he'll be like, hey, can you be in the heat? No, I shouldn't be in the heat, Mario. Okay, I'll ask if we can go inside. Or no, he's like, well, it's up to you, man. I'll adjust. Hey. I'll go hide in the store. I don't care.
Hey, has Mario been like super nice at your remote?
He's always been nice. Like anytime that you guys had mentioned things, I'm like, Mario's cool with me, man. Like okay. We don't fight over ice and we don't. was never like, you can't have that and you can't have that. I was the Nazi of take a picture or tell me name. I would always just ask people, give me two DJs. That's all I'm asking you. Uh-huh. And they'd get mad because they couldn't say them all. Then why do you want my stuff?
That's how he was. That's how he was on my remote.
So I became a Nazi because of Mario, I guess. So I was more Nazi-ish.
Mario is one of our remote techs here.
Yeah.
He was like the head of promotions here at the station before COVID hit. And then when COVID hit, a lot of people were let go, and he was one of them because we weren't doing remotes.
Yeah.
Now that remotes are back, he's back here part-time. And he is so nice.
Because now, like, he flips houses and stuff. He's like, yeah, I get my frustration houses out. And then I come like, yeah, you guys want some stuff?
Mario used to be like that at remotes. He'd be like, no, you can't have that. Or who is she? He would point to me like, who is she?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, yeah, I don't know. And he's like, then why do you want the
nothing
stuff?
Nothing. Yeah. And I was like, I like that though. I like, no, you tell me who this is. And or I was with me. Like,
you dick.
But see, I'd always be like, I'm an extra prize because I'm only weekends. That's what I would tell people. If you can name me, then you get an extra prize.
You're an extra. You get two prizes.
Yeah, like, yeah, I'm rare.
You get two koozies.
Yeah, and they'd be, oh. And then when they heard me, well, you go on with Mike and Trisha. I can't give that to you. But you're right.
So you're not like, wrong.
You're not wrong, but you don't know my name. So I enjoyed
but lately,
giving people
Mario
crap.
Has been so nice.
Yeah,
and I'm all like, flipping houses has really flipped his character.
Right? Like, I want to go flip a house. Get some stress out. Let's go flip a house.
I know. Sometimes he works the overnight here, and then he's like, well, gonna go flip a house.
You'll sleep in that house for a little bit, and then we'll flip it.
You let it out, Mario. Have fun.
Give him his own TV show. El Paso Flippers or something.
That'd be pretty cool. I'd watch that.
I'm surprised we don't have... Speaking of, a live PD of flipping houses. That's what they should do.
Oh, in El Paso, imagine. We found this house here in downtown El Paso.
There's a family of raccoons in it.
And the family of raccoons has relocated from Sunland Park Mall to this house.
We're going to give them a new house. Let's do that.
Didn't we have like an extreme makeover house
we
thing
did
here once?
Yeah, once, a long time ago.
Well, if you're a family in El Paso and are looking to be on a show, Family Feud is looking for
you. Oh, I saw you posted about that. Do you get to meet Steve Harvey?
It's an audition. They're looking for audition. But they're looking for fun families from El Paso.
Your family should do it.
I don't think there's five of us. You need five members of your family. You have to be related, blood, legal, or adopted.
Your mama, your sister, and your two nephews. Or is he too
little? I know,
little?
But I think the other two are too little. You have to be 15. There's no age limit, but they suggest 15 or over because some of the nature of the questions.
Oh, those stupid ones that he purposely, like, sets up. I hate those questions.
I put a video in my article, and it was like, name something that's sexier when it's black. And it reminded me of our black contest that we were having.
Oh, which we already awarded those.
Oh, good.
Well, we picked the winners. I still need to call the guy, so I doubt you're listening, but hey, still need to call the guy. We pulled the winners.
We're having a lot of people put in their quotes for George Lopez.
Good, yeah.
I'm seeing it in the app chat a lot.
I was a little worried.
I don't
worried.
Touch them. So
next
those are
them
there.
I got to write them down. I'll go through them this
That's
weekend.
A lot of the same ones, just FYI.
That's fine. I was like, y'all, just we have to go through them, make sure, you know, they follow the rules, blah, blah, blah. That's why with this Kaylee Q on black stuff, I was like, I sent some to Kim and be like, these, a lot of them didn't qualify.
Oh, no.
And it was only because people were being lazy. Like, you know, they would screenshot a picture they pulled up of like a Kaylee Q sticker, and then they screenshot that. Like, that's not a come on. Like, we were very lenient even at that just because of the entries, but we still followed the rules. But yeah, people were just
people
weird.
Did not understand the assignment.
And I was just like, okay, like, we're gonna have to pull teeth on some things, and you know, we got it done.
Well, great. But that's over. Happy for them. Yeah, but if you want to be on Family Feud, there's a link in my article over at kaylinq.com for you to audition.
And when? How long is that for?
I have no idea. It doesn't say.
Forever.
Forever.
Always no get an El Paso date. Family. Yeah, no, I don't think my family would do good on that.
My mom and my nephew love that show.
I used to play the little app game. I used mm-hmm. to love the little app game.
They have an app game?
When I was at UTEP, that's all I would play. Waiting for my next class.
I like the theme song. Du-du-dun-dun.
Yeah, because you'd only get to play twice a day for free. So yeah, you're just sitting there, and then you'd have to do the fast rounds and crap. And I was like, yeah, this is
fast money.
Fast money. There you go.
We'd always be like, who would go for fast money? Mariana. And then they're like, you. And I'm all, damn.
Both of you.
I got to be the fast money.
You guys should.
One.
Just get a cousin. Fill in your nephew.
Oh, a cousin. Ugh, I hate Does my cousins. Oh, yeah, wait. I have one that I like.
You're like, wait, I remember one.
No, he doesn't think fast.
No, oh, no. Yeah, that's what you got to think about. Like,
who is going to bring this ship down?
Yeah, I'm always like, well, I have. Like, we could, but one of us is going to get thrown out. It would probably have to be my brother that's in California. He'd be thrown out.
And then I always love, like, when one of the family members screws it up. And they're like, that's okay.
Good answer.
But you know, no, like, afterwards, they'd be like, you screwed it up for all of us.
Exactly. It's too much pressure.
It was your fault.
I don't think I could do it.
It is too much pressure.
I would fight with my family, but you know. It shouldn't have been you. It shouldn't have been you doing fast money, and I knew it. So no, I don't. Any other El Paso families, good luck.
Good luck to everybody that's going to try out for Hopefully. That. It looks a lot of fun.
And then we'll bring them on the show and have you guys do it against them.
That'd be fun. Because Buzz does love to do Family Feud.
Oh, look. Why don't we do that? We should do a sales versus the on-air staff.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
We should do it.
I'm going to take on JT.
We should totally do it. I'm going to set that. I'm bringing it up in the meeting Monday. Remind me. Can we do a Family Feud sales versus the morning show? That would be hilarious.
It would be hilarious.
We need a Steve Harvey.
Who would be Steve Harvey?
Kevin?
He would love that, actually.
He would. That's why I like. No, perfect. He's perfect. Okay. We'll figure that out. I'll write that now because I'll forget.
Yeah, write
Monday
that
Monday meeting. And then whoever wins gets a cake.
Fun. One of those little cakes that they got Dave for his birthday.
No, it's only if they win, they get the little cake.
The little cake. So hauntedhousesofterror.com. We're going to have some really good haunted houses for you this year. Do you remember your first haunted house? Or do you have, like, a memorable time going through a haunted house?
I do, and I don't know why or what, but I know it was associated with, like, my elementary school.
Sweet.
So it was, like, either third, fourth, or fifth. I don't remember exactly. But they took us somewhere that it was a haunted house walkthrough.
They took you to
They that? Took us because that's why it was like, who okayed this? Did my parents sign a permission slip? Did they okay you taking us to a Halloween haunted house? And I don't know if it was like a Halloween fair.
Yeah, did my parents sign for this?
Yeah, because it was... all I remember is going to some place and then the horrible fear of they put us in a room with Michael Myers alone. With strobe lights. And that's all I remember is Michael Myers alone, strobe lights, and me and my friend, former friend, Jackie. And we were little, so she like fell to the floor and was screaming.
Oh,
and
no.
So I remember all of us were like, we gotta get Jackie. And like screaming. And then they finally like took us out. But I clearly remember just being in a room with Michael Myers. But it was sometime in elementary school. And I was like, how could they take little kids?
Do you remember where they took you?
No. I don't remember anything. Yeah, I know. Maybe I have some PTSD stuff. I don't know, like hidden away. Right. But I remember that. I remember that so bad that I don't know how. I know I was just little in elementary, but I don't remember. But that's my first memory is that. Like, we got to get Jackie because she got so scared because he got in her face.
Oh, no.
And we had to go get her. And we were just all screaming, like, to get out. Like, everyone got to get out. Or we get out? That's all I remember. Well, that was my first one. I don't know where they took us. But don't let your children go on a school
don't
trip.
Don't sign the permission
to
slip.
To a haunted house. Yeah. If someone's like, hey, we're going to take these elementary kids to the KLAQ haunted houses, make sure you sign that permission slip. I doubt that's going to happen. but
know your child. Like, if you know that they can handle it.
Yeah, I like when people always say, I know my child. And then the child comes out screaming.
And they're like, did you?
You know your child. That happens a lot at the Kayla Q haunted house, but okay.
I know, right? They'll be like, no, he's fine. He'll be fine. And the kid comes out crying.
I'm always like,
I've seen it.
You said it was fine. You said it was fine. I'm like,
oh, look, another kid's crying.
And you, do you remember yours?
I remember in elementary school, I had a haunted house experience, but because at the school, the fall festival carnival. Or the Halloween carnival that we would have, the fifth graders got to work in the haunted house that they would build. And so every year we looked forward to being in the fifth grade where we could do that. Uh-huh. And I finally remember being in the fifth grade and me and my best friend just scaring the crap out of like third graders.
All right, isn't it great?
Tons of fun.
It is cool working in a haunted house.
It is cool, yeah.
I only did it in high school where the high school kids had to be in the haunted house for the high school.
Mm-hmm.
But
tons of fun. So,
but no, and like nothing that scared you.
Okay, so this one time, I want to say seventh grade, I went with a group of my friends to the haunted house, and it was at Bassett.
Okay.
And it was like six of us.
One or something?
I think it was the sheriff's ones. Yeah. And it was like six of us, but they didn't want to like let us in or something. So my sister and her then husband like were going in with us.
Oh, okay.
And so they had to go in with us. And at one point, I don't know what happened, but one of my friends fell. And they kind of like had to stop everything and like, is she okay? But it was very memorable because I got to hang out with my friends. We got to go eat afterwards. It was a lot of fun.
That was a nice experience.
So it was a scary haunted house, I think.
But you're like, ah, I got through
but
it.
But it was more the...
It's fine.
It's the people who you were with, really.
No, it's not a traumatizing event.
It wasn't
Michael
traumatizing,
Myers.
No.
No.
But I think like that was like my favorite experience, like in middle school.
Yeah.
Like one of the core memories that I locked onto.
It's a core memory.
It's a core memory.
Yeah, no. That's a good one. It's until now that we're adults and we're like, can we go to Halloween horror nights? Remember when the morning show was trying to get there?
Yeah.
Nobody
I'm still
would
waiting
answer.
On
the, nobody no, I sent so us. Many emails too on your guys' behalf.
And nobody like,
nobody
answered
answers.
Us. They were like, this little morning show.
This little morning show wants to come to Halloween horror nights. Right. It's like, yeah, they do. You guys need to reach out to El Paso. You know El Pasoans go to Universal all the time.
You gotta reach out to your another audience, all right?
Exactly, guys. That's how you do it. We let little morning shows come in. If only.
And reach out to a broader audience.
Exactly. I'm going to reach out to all the like little horror girls I follow. They're not little horror girls. I take that back. They're fancy girls that work for Bloody Disgusting.
Ugh.
Those
I'm so
girls
jealous
who
of those
live
girls.
The dream. That's why I was like, no, I'm going to give them the respect they deserve, okay?
They have my dream
the
job.
The mature women who work for Bloody Disgusting and get
I
to
love
go
those
to
women.
All that stuff. And then they get packages all the time from movie companies.
Mm-hmm. That's just the life I want, Emily.
That's all they want here. That's like, we had the opportunity to get a contortionist to come for promoting Malignant.
Malignant, yeah.
Have you seen that yet?
No.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's hard to get through.
Oh, dear.
It is very, it's like an 80s, I think it can relate to an 80s horror movie. And just by the reviews, they did make it seem better.
Okay.
It's good. But there's some things you're going to be like, what?
Okay.
What is the ending's not that great. But I enjoyed it. It's a good.
But you know what?
Give it a
it's
chance.
Spooky season, and I'm going to watch all the horror movies that
yeah,
I want.
I enjoyed it. I had to show it to my mom, too, because I was just like, this is a weird movie.
You're watch this and tell me what you think.
Yeah. let me see if you can catch on. As I told him, I think you'll figure it out, Mom. Like, I figured it out.
Figure out if we wanted this contortionist in or not.
Now because, it makes sense why there's a contortionist, too.
But
so.
Buzz was out of town. Then we never
Being
we
a jerk.
Haven't had a meeting in weeks.
We need meetings. We need meetings.
I don't know why it keeps getting pushed back, but we need to have a meeting at one point.
Because they offered it for KISS, too, but I told KISS FM, like, Buzz, we're going to go off of Buzz. Mm-hmm. But really, what can we do? Because, no, but it wasn't a morning show. They wanted, you know, to do something with the person, which we could have figured something out. But Buzz just kept being a jerk.
But we didn't have any meetings.
No meetings. Buzz just making jokes about a contest. Like, there was going to be no contest.
No, right?
We had nothing to give away. It was just like, do you want this weird person to come in? And it wasn't about, let's have a contest. And Buzz made it about that.
Right.
And made it about tumors. Or whatever.
Malignant growths.
Growths. There you go.
He's so tough.
Like, no. But it's a good movie.
I'll check it out. I like to watch scary movies while I'm decorating the house and stuff.
Yeah, you're going to have to pay attention.
I haven't decorated.
I have not. My house just always kind of looks like that. But the outside does not look like that. So my neighbors are already beating us. There we go. One has cute skeletons all over their house, like they're stealing stuff or they're stealing Christmas lights. So they're going straight into Christmas.
They're like, that's staying up there until Christmas.
Yeah, because they have little things.
Have you seen anybody with a huge skeleton?
No. Somebody in El Paso has it.
I'm going to help me find this.
KDIA posted when it rained really bad. They had already put that skeleton out there.
Oh.
So I don't know if he survived. But I hope he did. But that was the last time I've seen anyone with a skeleton.
I haven't seen, I think one house is decorated on my block.
I have two. I'm like, we're slacking it.
And I know. And I just look at my house and I'm like, oh, man, I haven't decorated.
Bought some new stuff last year when Halloween ended. Right? Now I can't climb on things. That's what's stopping me is, I'm too short. I got to climb on things and I can't climb on things technically. So I need help. And my mom's like, I'll help you, Mom. Nope. Not going to let you climb on things, Mom. And then if I call my dad, his fingers got into a lawnmower. Not going to let him go anywhere.
My God.
So I'm kind of like, babe, you need to come home.
Yo, can you just come home and just hang this for
me? Just hang this for me real quick, man. I can't put anything up. One day I will.
Have you seen anything with Christmas decorations?
I walked upon a house that I need to go find again because they already have a big old Christmas tree in their big old window and it's not cool. Don't
you sure
do it.
It wasn't Halloween theme, you know?
No,
have
it was
Christmas
white
trees,
and red.
No.
Like Umbrella Corp. Like it's just white, white and red like Christmas. Like why is this going on right now?
They're inside chestnuts roasting on an open.
Like people give people crap for Halloween stuff, but
hold on. Christmas people are the worst.
Yeah, you really are. And if we have to do the Christmas songs early too, no. Nah. Give us Halloween.
Or at the very least, don't call us weird.
Yeah. Don't tell me I can't buy Halloween decor and make it all
and
year
you have
decor.
A Christmas tree full. Look, Christmas decorations over there.
Those have never moved. Neither has that Pikachu. There's
no,
a Pikachu.
No, and I'm the one that decorated those stockings.
And they just left them there?
I think the only ones that we would need are Buzz and Joanna. The rest were Fernie and Brandon.
Gasp. We're going to have to burn them.
I've been wanting to decorate here, actually. Now that I'm in the
Our
other
front
studio.
It's beautifully decorated.
It is?
Yes.
I haven't
been. You need to
been.
Walk over there.
I don't even know the
Annette. Her name's Annette.
Annette.
We have a new person, too.
I know. No offense to Annette. I'm sure she's great. But in the back, I was like, boo! Bring back Anne.
Oh, what happened to Anne? No one knows.
She's on TikTok. She follows me on TikTok. We say hi every now and then.
What?
Yeah.
I gotta find her.
But I'm all... I want to decorate the studio that I'm in. Just so that I have something cool to look at.
Oh, yeah. You should.
On the show.
I'm trying to remember now. All you guys are moving around.
We've moved
you
around.
Are...
It's a different structure now. I want to decorate in there.
Do we have any Halloween stuff?
No,
in the
I would probably have to buy shit. Oh, I'm sorry. Joanna, edit this out. I'm going to put a mark. 59 minutes.
Edit this out.
We
need some Dollar Tree. We need some sponsorships.
I said a bad word.
It's okay.
Anyways, I want to decorate over there. Maybe Buzz's studio as well for if we get guests and stuff.
Yeah.
And then, I work Saturdays, so that would be the perfect opportunity. But
That's
I just
true.
Haven't gone shopping for anything.
I have a string of pumpkins. That's all I have. I have some stuff in my office that I found that I was like, oh, it's when I tried to decorate my little desk.
And my best work is with the spider web.
Oh, yeah.
I did my best work with that.
And see, those are very cheap.
Cheap.
Cheap, cheap.
Very effective. Perfect.
And then David's going to be like, it's getting into the keyboards.
Oh, no. Imagine.
That's what I'm trying to think. I'm like, what can we use? That won't go into the keyboard.
It won't go anywhere near the keyboard.
Yeah. Keep it on the floor or something. Keep it on the door. Let's just do the door.
We're going to decorate.
Like we're in elementary school. Everyone decorate your doors.
Oh, yes. And then we'll have always like you against other classes and stuff. Yeah. Who had the best door?
Who has the best door? I'm going to propose that Monday, too. Can we have a best door competition since nobody dresses up here?
Ooh, that's actually fun. Write that down.
Right. Door.
Door contest.
Yeah, when I came last year, no, the year before. No, I did come this year when they were still making us come in, I think. I was Ghost Malone. And I was like, nobody's wearing a costume. I'm not wearing my Ghost Malone.
That's right. You were Ghost Malone.
I was like, I'm not going to be walking around in my ghost costume and nobody's going to dress up.
I'll just have this year. I'll
just show up in it. I'm going to be
Mama Fratelli when I come in.
Yeah. I'm going to redo it. Unless my belly is bigger, then I'll come in as Fat Thor.
Yes, Emily.
I got to take it back. I just need the robe now. I have everything. Just the robe. I tried it on and Fo got scared. I need to play you the video. I was sitting outside waiting for him to get out of the bathroom. And then he's, oh, I don't like it. Well, it was a lot of curse words, so I can't say it.
Yeah.
But I'll show you the video. Because he also, like, I always wanted one of those swimsuits that it's a guy's body.
Oh, that's all hairy?
That's all hairy, yeah. I always wanted one of those. And he only bought me T-shirts.
Okay.
And, like, they didn't fit right. The nipples are all crazy and whatnot. So I never wore them.
The nipples are crazy.
Yeah, and so it's like, oh, well, to try on my wig, I'm going to wear that shirt. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, he's like, I don't like it. I don't like how you look. So I'll show you that later. But it's funny. But yeah.
We had some strip clubs in or strip clubs. We had some strippers in yesterday.
Yes. I heard
we had strippers. A lot of them in.
You did. I saw Nico's thing. All right, Nico posted on his Instagram.
I thought we were gonna like one, two, maybe three. No, we had a whole bunch. They took up the whole room.
Yeah, I used to the other strip clubs that they're like, who will wake up early enough? One or two.
Exactly
of them.
Right. Yeah. It was our grand opening at Buck's Cabaret.
Yeah.
They brought us food because they have apparently an extensive menu.
Yeah, Buzz over at KaleeQ.com. Buzz decided to write about this amazing menu. Somebody asked me.
Nico put a video up.
Yeah.
So that's where people can see the video of the girls in the studio. I forgot to answer the one guy. And he was like, where can I see a video of these lovely ladies in a mall? First of all, ew. Gross.
Go to their Facebook. Stalk them over there.
Yeah, stalk them on Facebook. Because
Nico's is probably gone by now.
Maybe, right? Unless he saved it into his stories.
Like a highlight, yeah.
The highlights. Unless he saved it as
a highlight.
But Nico did take video. They brought us food, which was nice, right?
So early in the morning.
They brought steak and lobster.
I saw that. It was huge.
Apparently they brought a pasta.
Okay.
Some dessert. Uh-huh. And like a salmon and salad or something.
Okay.
Now ask me what we ate.
What did you guys get to try? What did you lovely ladies get to try?
Nothing. Look, I don't want to sound like Smoothie Gate 2016 here.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to say that in the hour before the strippers arrived with food, a listener came and dropped us off some coffee and burritos.
Very nice of them.
We have a protocol. There are rules when we get food in the studio.
Distribution, yes.
There's distribution or we set it up and then in a commercial break, one of us goes and says, hey, there's food, come get food now that there's a commercial break.
Yeah.
Or we distribute amongst in the middle of a commercial break. We don't just attack the food on air while they're there.
Blech.
No, you have to wait for everyone to be like, oh, let's check out the food.
It sounds
Nico.
Gross. Uh-huh. He's new. He is new.
He is new.
He just doesn't
He's not
have manners.
That new. He's yeah. been around for a while.
Well, you would think he would also just have manners and
exactly.
you wait.
They brought in the food and Nico started, him and Buzz. Buzz knows the rules too.
Buzz slacks it when he has a new person.
And they started attacking the food.
Gross.
And I was like, what if I wanted some of the pasta?
That's what you
wanted
do. You
some
get
of
a
the steak and
plate.
Lobster.
If anyone exactly. brings a lot, you get a separate plate and you get what you want. And then you say, hey, you guys, it's open.
Exactly.
I touched it already, but
Thank
it's open.
You. But because you were there for Smoothie Gate 2016.
Yeah, I was the victim of Smoothie Gate.
I'll get to that in a bit here.
And burrito. It was smoothies and burritos.
Smoothie and burrito gate.
They were two separate times, yes.
I don't remember the burrito one.
That we'll one. Get into that, yeah, we'll go over that one.
So then at the end of the show, Lisa's like, Nico, come in here. She's like, circle of trust time. She's like, we know you're new here, whatever. But there's a protocol that we have when food gets brought into the studio. And he's like, hey, do you guys want this salmon? They left us the salmon.
That's gross.
And I'm all, I don't want salmon.
Nobody wants that at 10 o'clock in the morning.
And he's all like, Lisa starts telling him, look, we have a protocol. We distribute or we leave it out. And then in the commercial break, we can all go in and see what we want. Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know. And she's like, we don't want a repeat of Smoothie Gate 2016. And he's all like, what is Smoothie Gate 2016? Allow me to explain. If you were not around in 2016 listening to the Buzz Adams Morning Show, I was fairly new on the show. I just want to point that out. It was me, Brandon, Fernie, and Buzz. And Tropical Smoothie came in and brought us smoothies.
Yeah.
And then, you know, in the commercial break, we all went and looked at smoothies and we got some smoothies.
Yeah.
One person on the show did not get a smoothie. And he was very upset because
he didn't get a smoothie.
Oh, I think you were there too.
I'm trying to remember if I was on this show or I was already here as a DME. Or
I'm
as assistant.
I'm pretty sure you were there because we all like.
No, I was
him.
There because that's where he got mad at me for it because I sent an email because I was told to send an email.
That's right. You sent out an email to everybody. Hey, there's smoothies here.
Because there was a crap load of smoothies.
There was a lot of smoothies.
There was a lot of smoothies.
Well, Brandon didn't get a smoothie.
That's on him.
It really is. We didn't have the protocol that we have now.
Yeah.
In the middle of a segment, but Brandon goes, oh, where are the smoothies? And Buzz goes, oh, there's no smoothies left.
Which Buzz had three smoothies.
He did.
Buzz took three smoothies.
Joke, right. So Brandon's all, there's no more smoothies? And Buzz was like, nah, dude. And then he's all like, Emily already sent out the email for everybody. Everybody came and got a smoothie already. There's no more smoothies. Well, Brandon got very mad.
Yeah, and he took it out on me.
He took it out on you. He yelled at everybody on air, and he started going on this rant of like, I'm the hardest working one here.
Yeah, that's the one that
I don't
mad
have
about.
Time mm-hmm. to go and do anything. I'm the only one doing some work here. And I was like, what?
Okay.
And he's all like, and I didn't even get a smoothie, and I'm the one who reached out to them to bring us smoothies. And Buzz was all like, calm down. There's like three smoothies right here.
I know Buzz like took more than he should. That's why I was like, I thought he got them for you guys, right?
Right. Because, of course not.
And so that's why they told me, oh, go ahead and let them know that everyone to go get a smoothie. So I was told to send, and that's what I told Brandon when he came after him all, go talk to, I forgot who even told me to do it. I was like, go talk to the person who told me to send out the email, man.
Uh-huh.
That's who told me to put out the smoothie. So if you didn't get one, you should know to get them as soon as they arrive.
Yeah,
you
we
should
can't
know
leave
that.
Things here because, I mean, yeah. I think back in the olden days, there's not a lot of people here because COVID.
Yeah.
But back then,
everyone was here
like flies.
Yeah.
You know, the second that we had food, boom, suddenly I'm all, who the hell are all these people? And everyone's like, oh, they're the new salespeople.
And it has never been the first time. They've always done that. They've always like, if you guys know there's going to be food, you guys better hide.
You got to hoard it.
Yeah. Because they will come and look for it. And you tell them, don't touch it. Wait. You got to tell
them.
No,
they will not wait. They're like, no, I have a meeting. I got to take some now. Brandon was so pissed off because of the smoothie. And we're like, you're getting mad over a smoothie, dude.
Yeah.
And Fernie was all like, he's all like, well, from now on, somebody needs to come in. He's like, I'm in here producing the show. Someone needs to come in here and bring me a smoothie or whatever we have.
Yeah.
And so Fernie was like, well, now I have to go and serve him because he can't come out here.
Freaking Fernie. No,
and so it became a thing now. Like, I would always be like, Brandon, hey, there's food. Or Brandon, hey,
hurry, go get
it. And I would have to go tell him, hey, we got food in here. There's sodas over here. And he'd be like, okay, cool.
Did he go and run and get
but
them?
But I don't remember the burrito gate.
Burrito gate. I think that was when I was on the show. I was on the show and I was about to leave.
Uh-huh.
Because that was my insult back. Was Steve Trevino, the comedian.
Uh-huh.
Was coming into the show and he didn't tell anyone. He kind of just showed up.
Uh-huh.
And he brought Buzz's favorite, the Taco Cabana taquitos, right? Breakfast taquitos or whatever the heck they are. And he distributed, like, he went to each person, hey, you want one? Hey, you want one? He went to everyone except Brandon.
Oh, no.
So Steve left them there in the in your guys's, you and Lisa's room.
In the newsroom.
In the newsroom. And he left them there to go on air. But he went and he handed them to everyone in Buzz's
Brandon.
Except Brandon. So when Brandon got out, he's like, why has everyone got a burrito? And I was like, Steve brought burritos. And he's all, well, nobody gave me a burrito. I was like, well, go ask Steve because Steve handed out the burritos. And he handed one to everyone. But I guess he didn't give one to you. And so I'm like, well, again, you guys are supposed to tell us, like, when things are here, because it was Fernie and I.
So he had it out for Fernie.
Yeah, so I don't know if he was trying to blame Fernie, but he's going off in the newsroom with only to Fernie and I, just going off
about, oh my God,
I'm over there busy working, and you guys don't have the decency to give me a burrito. I don't know why you can't just walk over there and give me a burrito. And I looked at him and said, dude, I already put in my 2 weeks. You can worry about it when I'm gone, okay? Next person, you can let them know about all this.
It was me. I was the next person. So it was you.
I was like, but you can let them know. So I was still on the morning show, and I was like, you can let them know, dude. I already put in my 2 weeks. And then he just, because I didn't tell anyone yet. And I was just like, screw off. Like, Brandon. Nah, dude. Really?
Like, it's funny now because him and Steve Trevino are like really good friends.
Right? And be like, well, Steve's the one who didn't give you a burrito, dude.
Steve didn't even give you a burrito.
So base your friendship off of that.
And that is the story of Smoothie Gate
and Burrito Gate. So hopefully
when
Nico.
I never knew the one of Burrito Gate.
Yeah. So hopefully when Nico, we're not going to have any of that.
Yeah. We already told him the rules.
I say the strip club becomes the official morning show breakfast sponsor. They get steak and lobster every Thursday.
That steak and lobster looked pretty good.
It did look really good.
But
someone spit in it.
No.
Nico.
Buzz and I went and did a video yesterday after the show.
Somebody took it.
No. It just stayed out there the whole time.
The steak's
Buzz
still
didn't
good.
Leave until Buzz didn't leave until like 3 hours later. So the lobster was out there.
Yeah, gross.
And so I'm in there with him trying to figure out how to send these videos to Emily. And I'm all, that lobster is really getting...
Can you smell it?
It was very... you could smell the lobster.
Yeah, your smell is back.
I could smell the lobster. That's why I was all like, dude, maybe you should put the lobster like in the fridge or something. And he's like, no, it's good. It's fine. He's like, do you want some? And I'm all, no, I don't want some.
Ew.
This lobster has been sitting out here for like 2 hours.
So did he eat it?
He took it home.
I hope he didn't eat it.
He probably did. Buzz's stomach could probably handle it, actually.
That's true. He eats nasty stuff all the time.
He does eat gross stuff all the time.
Well, I say we throw it out there. Official breakfast sponsor of the Buzz Adams Show.
Bucks Cabaret.
Steak and lobster every morning.
We're like, today's breakfast is brought to you by Bucks Cabaret.
They got cheesecake.
Today we've got...
Is that David in the window?
He's hi, David. Okay, we'll be done right now in just a minute. Give us about 2 minutes.
I'll be back.
Okay. Thank you, Daver. Legit, a sign out there. You know what? I forgive Daver. He has work to do.
He has anxiety. He's been doing it all morning.
So it's fine. It's okay with it. When it's him, it's fine.
Yeah. Everybody else
can read the sign.
Yeah, no. Daver's an exception.
But yeah, we're going to put it out there. Bucks Cabaret, sponsor breakfast for the morning show.
Make it happen.
We'll have one of them come in every day. Miami. Anastasia.
Yeah.
Those are the only ones
I remember.
And you get
to promote. Yeah, you get to promote a stripper. A stripper of the week brings the breakfast.
Stripper of the week.
Look at that. We can do that.
I like that.
Let's sell it.
We got to end things because Daver has some stuff to do in here.
Yeah, and we're scared now.
And now I'm scared. So thank you for joining us. Thank you for learning the story of Smoothie Gate, Burrito Gate. what else did we talk about?
And hopefully Halloween.
And hopefully Halloween. Send us through that app chat what you guys think that we should be dressing up as.
Yeah, let's do that.
We'll do that. And hopefully by the next time that we're coming back here, we have an answer as to whether there will be a parade or not. And we'll give you all the updates on that. Let's quit it.